Hey, man, is that the Rock News Weekly podcast?
Yeah, man. Well, turn it up, man.
This is Rock News Weekly. Every week, we bring you all the latest headlines in rock, metal, indie, grunge, alt, and classic rock news, this week's new releases, this week in music history trivia, movies, pop culture, and more. Now on to this week's episode. This week on the Rock News Weekly podcast, week of September 18th, 2023, season 5, episode number 35. This week we talk about Aerosmith canceling the first 30 days of their tour due to Steven Tyler's vocal damage, Ozzy revealing he will undergo spinal surgery, and other health details on a recent episode of their new podcast. AC/DC drops original drummer Phil Rudd ahead of their Power Trip Festival appearance, and more. Plus, this week in rock and roll history trivia, weekly WTF, and so much more. All of our links are up at rocknewsweekly.com. Watch us live every Sunday, twitch.tv/rocknewsweekly, and on demand, youtube.com/rocknewsweekly. All right, we are here. It is time for the Rock News Weekly podcast. What's up, everybody? Chris here as well as David. What's up, David?
Hey.
How's it going this week?
Things are good. It's been a pretty nice week.
I know. We were just saying it's been actually kind of an uneventful, kind of chill week for us. So
yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good thing.
I'd say pretty darn good weather, nice
yeah.
air quality, all that stuff.
I think the first day of fall is coming up. I think it's September 22nd is the first day of fall.
I like the fall.
I love the fall. I'm really looking
forward
to it.
An equinox.
That's right. There's all kinds of cool stuff. We're going to talk about a green comet that's coming soon and all kinds of fun stuff. So let's get to the rock news this week, guys. We got lots of things to talk about. Let's get to it. So this week of September 18th, season 5, episode 35, as you just heard, Aerosmith canceling first 30 days of their tour. Steven Tyler's got some vocal damage. We'll talk about that. Ozzy revealing on this new podcast his spinal surgery update and other health details. We'll talk about that. AC/DC dropping their original drummer Phil Rudd ahead of their Power Trip Festival. Not sure why. We'll see what's up with that. And of course, our classics this week in rock and roll history trivia, weekly WTF, all that good stuff. Everything's up. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all at Rock News Weekly, rocknewsweekly.com. Let's get to the top story of the week, which was AC/DC dropping drummer Phil Rudd. Now, if you remember, David, last week, the topic was Aerosmith dropping drummer Joey Kramer, their
original drummer. These poor guys.
And now we're on to AC/DC dropping one of their original drummers, Phil Rudd, from their comeback gig, which is going to be coming up here in October. It's called Power Trip Festival.
Do you think the CIA is responsible for this?
Phil Rudd seems okay with this. His response was rock on. He says, quote, "I look forward to playing with them again in the future. Rock on." He told Stuff Magazine or
like
whoever.
Rack on, man. New Zealand TV accent.
It says while he's not lined up to drum for the band at the U.S. Rock Festival, which we were talking about, is Power Trip. Rudd still hopes to be with the band soon, I guess. So I don't know if it's just a one-time thing. Maybe there's an obligation there. Maybe he's not ready physically. I don't know. But he's not going to be there. And AC/DC broke the news to fans this week with a new video. And so they tried to kind of bury it. I didn't really like how they did this. They had this new video of a song they re-recorded with the new drummer guy. And so this guy, this new drummer, I have a picture of him here. His name is Matt Laug, L-A-U-G. I'm not too familiar with him, but I looked him up, and he's played with Alice Cooper. He's played with a lot of people. So I guess he's kind of known in the rock world as a good session drummer, right? Never played with AC/DC, though, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, that's
I don't know. And then they say AC/DC says Cliff Williams, who's coming out of retirement for the festival, he's their original bass player. He retired on the last AC/DC tour. That was supposed to be his final tour. Well, he's coming out of retirement for the festival. And now they got this guy, Matt Laug, on drums. So, I don't know. What do you think of all that? It just seems like kind of a... Not really. If I was an AC/DC fan and I paid money for this, I'd be kind of upset.
Yeah,
about
I mean, that guy is definitely not really back in black.
Right.
It's one of those things that's like, you know, it's AC/DC.
I know.
I mean, great songs and who, you know, however they come out, but there is personality.
Definitely.
You know?
Rudd says he has no hard feelings. He says, quote, "I congratulate Matt on getting the gig and wish Angus, Brian, Cliff, Stevie, and all the AC/DC crew the very best for the Power Trip show, and look forward to playing with them again in the future." So I guess, you know, he's saying basically that he's going to be back, but for whatever reason, not going to be at this gig.
Yeah, maybe it's health or something.
Could be. But these drummers, man, it's
maybe he's doing some arm wrestling. Tore the rotator cuff.
Could be. I mean, they do that a lot in New Zealand,
right?
You know,
they have the trucker hats they put on backwards and they go over the top,
right? Okay, well, Ozzy and the Osbournes have a new podcast, and it's called the Osbournes Podcast. Now, I normally don't promote other podcasts, but, I mean, if you want to check it out, and by all means, it's out there. It's a very popular podcast. But Ozzy revealed some details that he's going to be undergoing another surgery on this first episode of the podcast. So he said, quote, "What they've discovered is the neck has been fixed, but below the neck, there's two vertebrae where the bike hit me and disintegrated. There's nothing left of him. All I know is right now I'm in a lot of pain. I'm in a lot of discomfort." He had to cancel his appearance. We were talking about Power Trip. He had to cancel his appearance there, and Judas Priest was named as the replacement. But that's pretty brutal, man. I guess two of the vertebrae in his lower, right below his neck, have disintegrated, which is he got in a, if you don't remember,
got in an accident, right?
It was an ATV accident, and it was on the MTV show The Osbournes. They actually showed
how long
it was
ago?
It was like 2003, 2004.
Okay, speaking of something that happened a while ago.
Yeah.
You know, I watch the Osbournes every once in a while.
Sure.
You know, but why am I reacting this way to Miss Osborne now? She looks kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like, she's looking really good.
Looks great for her age.
Sorry, but... yeah, I mean, yeah, I just couldn't help but mention that. But
that's a good point.
Sorry, I shouldn't be commenting on the appearance of a woman. But so that was a long time ago.
It was over 20 years ago.
Is it now finally like falling apart?
I guess. Sort of he had some surgery or stuff back then, obviously, when the injury first happened. And now I guess he said it's disintegrated. So maybe over time. Those bones and the bone
matter. I can see that. My mom had a problem with her jaw, and some of the smaller like connective tissue and bones there
just sort of
disintegrated.
Yep. Well, it's unfortunate. So, but that's some more details as to why he just can't make that Power Trip Festival. Obviously, if he's going to have that type of surgery, that's serious, man. And he wouldn't be able to do anything on stage. He'd be just sitting there singing like a... like on a gurney or something, you know? I would, you know what I mean? Like, he'd be, like, in some head brace, like one of those crazy things, and he'd be, like, trying to rock out and sing.
He bites the head off a bat with it. That's a new level of, like, macabre, though.
That would be wild. If he was, like, they wheel him out like Hannibal
Lecter. Yeah, that'd be sort of, like, Marilyn Manson-esque,
cool.
You know?
Cool.
Like,
but it's kind of sad, but it would be cool.
Yeah.
Anyway. Speaking of sad and cool, Aerosmith having to postpone their concerts for 30 days for this entire month, it looks like, due to Steven Tyler's vocal damage.
Good gosh.
He posted this on social media on Aerosmith's official thing. It says, quote, "I'm heartbroken to say I've received strict doctor's orders not to sing for the next 30 days. He went on to say that he sustained vocal cord damage during Saturday's show that led to subsequent bleeding. That was on September 9th, okay? So check this out. Concerts in Chicago, Detroit, Washington, Toronto, Raleigh, and Cleveland are all canceled. They're going to be rescheduled. And no rescheduled dates have been announced, mind you. So we don't know if that's going to be next year or whatever.
Okay.
Their next show that has not been canceled is October 11th in Tampa.
Hey, that's not too far off.
No, it's not. So it looks like he's trying to stick to that month, basically 30 days, that his doctor says. But he's in vocal bleeding. It says subsequent bleeding, so that's serious.
Well,
man.
I mean, judging by the picture there.
Yeah, check
that
out.
He's got some sort of apparatus in there. Looks like he's getting a throat tattoo. It looks like it's happening there. So, I mean,
yeah,
no wonder.
It could be, you know, it's those throat tattoos. You got to watch out for that.
Well, I mean, maybe it's throat tattoo removal there.
Oh, right. He had an ex-girlfriend's name in there.
He had an ex-girlfriend's name.
Ah, yeah. Well, it's a picture of his little message to the fans. But so, you know, speedy recovery, Steven Tyler. But, man, you know, what a bummer to kick off your farewell tour like that with bleeding vocal damage and having to cancel the first 30 days.
Yeah, now it makes me wonder, do you know anything about this falsetto, right?
Yeah,
he sings
singing
a lot
like
of falsetto.
That, yeah.
That does something to you, right?
It may be putting strain
like
on
I could
that
see
too
strain
much.
Strain
yeah.
Right there, yeah.
So, I don't know, you better drink a lot of herbal tea.
Right?
For that show.
Right?
He's got
some
a big
lemon,
tour ahead of
lemon
him,
lemon water.
Oh,
Chamomile.
Man. So now we're going to get into a bunch of other... This is like the downward spiral of live shows
this week.
This is the downward spiral of live shows.
The fall.
Yes, the fall.
Just in time for fall.
Pearl Jam postpones concert due to serious illness this past weekend. It says the band is deeply sorry. You know, we apologize. Thanks so much for your understanding. It says it's obviously serious as we wish there was another way around it. And they didn't reveal
COVID.
They didn't reveal who in the band got sick. So, but
I got the COVID a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The week we didn't do the podcast.
Yeah.
It didn't do anything to me.
No?
I tested positive.
Powered through it.
Yeah, I was like one of those folks that what's that guy's name? Joe Rogan talks about.
Didn't bother me.
No, I mean I had a little throat scratch, but it went away fast, but then I tested positive for like a week, so I couldn't go to work.
Yep, that's a bummer. Well, Pearl
Jam,
they apparently have a show coming up this Wednesday, though. So the Wednesday of this week, they're still on for it. So.
Okay, so it is a quote-unquote serious illness, but not necessarily a serious illness.
Less than a week serious illness, I guess. check it out, another band having to cancel shows. Due to Eric Gronwall's health in the band Skid Row. They had to reschedule the entire third leg of the tour due to health concerns for frontman Eric Gronwall. It says, due to the stem cell transplantation I did on August 12, 2021, my immune system is still partially impaired, which can result in a longer time before clearance of infections and also impaired fitness during infections. He went on to explain that it will get better with time. So all the dates have been moved to March. December dates are still in place, but I guess he needs more time. So
okay, I mean, I'd like to talk to that guy. I want to know about the stem cell
transplantation. Yeah, stem cell transplantation. What is that?
No
idea.
We need to have our
speedy recovery
medical doctor come and inform us.
Okay, here's another. Well, this one's not canceled, so this is good. This one just announced for next year. It's kind of cool. Yeah. It's called a G3 tour. Have you heard of these tours before?
Mm-mm.
These were founded by Joe Satriani and a lot of his guitar-playing friends. They're all badass guitar players, and they basically do this tour every year where it's just these... He gets different guitar players.
Oh, wait. I think we talked about these before, right?
Yep. We probably did. We probably talked about it when last year's got announced or maybe the beginning of this year's announcement. Maybe we did.
I think we watched something from it, yeah.
So this year, it's the original 1996 tour all over again. Joe Satriani, Eric Johnson, and Steve Vai.
Wow.
They've gotten together for the first time since 1996, which is pretty cool. The original G3 tour. So, you know, very cool. A lot of show dates in the area. He's got a lot of show dates in California if you guys are interested. The tickets just went on sale on Friday, September 15th, so check that out.
That's cool.
All right, new album out from Corey. Corey Taylor's got his new solo album out, and I thought that I picked it out because of this artwork. Now, you tell me, what does this artwork or his, I guess, makeup and what he's trying to do here, what does it remind you of?
I'm going to have to go with Juggalo.
Juggalo. I was thinking like he was trying to do a David Bowie type of thing.
David Bowie.
But Juggalo. But I like Juggalo better.
Right? It looked like a Juggalo skid mark on his
like
face.
Like they got the paint wrong.
Right?
Like they put it all on one side.
Oh, yeah, it looks pretty David Bowie-ish. And the hair kind of spiked in that way.
Yeah.
You know, it looks a little bit otherworldly.
Yeah.
Maybe outer space.
And he's trying to do different stuff on this. Check it out. Apparently, he plays not only guitar, but piano mandolin on the album.
Cool.
And explores a range of heavy rock to acoustic Americana. So he's trying to do some different stuff. So, you know, definitely not Slipknot. So I think that's, you know, it's kind of cool. He's trying to do some different stuff out there. So good for him, I guess. That one's new.
Since you could actually see his face, he had to do something.
Right? Put some kind of paint or
something
on there. Can't be just bare-faced. He's going to be at Aftershock. Looking forward to it. So check that out, fans. Speaking of new albums, well, we got a 25th anniversary edition of this album from Dave Matthews Band. What is that, 1998 when that came out? Dave Matthews Band, 25th anniversary of this album, Before These Crowded Streets, 2LP vinyl edition. It's their third studio album, and it was their first to debut at number one on the Billboard charts. So,
Chris,
yeah.
is it politic for me to ask you a verdict on whether you like Dave Matthews Band?
No, that's totally fine. I am, I guess, like, in terms of if I like them on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like at a 3 or a 4 I'm not a big fan.
Okay.
But I do like their musicianship. I've seen like live shows. I like their drummer. I like the violin player guy, the saxophone player. I like a lot of other people besides Dave Matthews, I guess. Nothing against him, but I don't know, his vocal style and kind of whatever gets a little old after a while to me. But I really do enjoy his live band. I feel like he plays with good musicians, so
okay.
I will give him that. That's kind of where I'm at with him. But look at this. It made history. This album made history by ending the 16-week reign of the Titanic soundtrack in 1998. This was the first album to dethrone
Queen Celine.
That's right. Man. So that's kind of cool.
Man. And it was for that, right? That's the thing that overthrew a really, really romantic,
iconic,
heartfelt,
yeah,
iconic.
Crazy. Yeah. So, yep, Dave Matthews did that. So it's out. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, their 2010 album Mojo is getting a reissue on clear red vinyl on October 20th. Ruby red vinyl, so there you go.
That looks lovely.
It's going to be reissued on what would have been Tom Petty's 73rd birthday, so that's kind of cool. So check that out if you guys are interested. Another vinyl coming out, Goo Goo Dolls, Live at the Academy. So this is from a performance from them from 1995, and they're going to be releasing this for the first time. I guess they delivered a stripped-down soundcheck performance. It became the first time the trio had ever recorded a live show. So,
really?
Yeah. That's cool for Goo Goo Dolls fans. Seems like a lot of these 90s albums, we're seeing them on vinyl and getting reissued and all that stuff, right? Seems to be kind of the trend. Are you noticing, you have kids, are your kids starting to explore some of those 90s albums?
Yeah, they are actually. My daughter listens to a lot of, well, I mean, kind of obvious, like Radiohead and things from...
So if they reissued, like, OK Computer, she'd be up probably all over right?
Yeah, she'd want that.
See, I think it's a pretty smart thing for these guys to do this. Not only can they say it's the 25th anniversary, it's a way of, you know, tapping into that new generation of music collectors. And so, yeah, there you go. That's coming out. Okay, we got some birthdays to get to. So let's do the birthdays. All right, take it away, David.
All right. Gary or Jerry? Not sure which one.
I think it's
one.
Jerry.
Jerry? Yeah. Okay. Jerry Beckley, singer and guitarist of America, is 71.
He's looking cool, huh?
Yeah. He's got a little bit of a Miami Vice kind of a feel
looks
to
like
him.
Looks like it's
there.
In his backyard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He does have the bamboo.
Yeah,
there.
Nice little bamboo privacy so he can do his own photo shoots.
What? That didn't look like America.
I know, right?
Looks like Asia.
Yeah. What's going on there?
All
traitor.
Right. Peter Cetera, former singer of Chicago, is 79 years old.
I think that's a recent photo, too. He's looking pretty good these
days.
Yeah,
he looks...
He's doing well,
huh? Zach Starkey, drummer of The Who, and son of Ringo Starr.
Yeah, can you see the look at the nose and the kind of the...
I do like playing drums.
That's Ringo's son.
My dad.
He's with The Who now. Pretty cool,
look
huh?
at that. And how do you get Starkey for last name?
I think that's his birth name. I think that's Ringo's birth name as well.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
And I think he likes to... A lot of the sons like to have a differentiation from their dad. So they don't want to have, like... You know, their dad's last name or whatever. Want to have their birth name, that type of a thing. So, anyway, so there you go.
David Clayton Thomas, lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, is 82.
That's not a recent photo.
Yeah, that's got to be. That's from the 90s.
I couldn't find a photo of that guy, so that's not accurate.
Vinny Appice, or Appice, I think, of Black Sabbath. Dio and Heaven and Hell is 66. Steve Berlin, saxophonist of Los Lobos, 68. Jerry Dixon, bassist of Warrant, is 56. Ron Blair, bassist of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, is 75 years old. Dave Snake Sabo, lead guitarist of Skid Row, is 59.
He's got the coolest name so far, I think.
Right? Not Jake the Snake, Dave the Snake. Bernie Calvert, bassist of the Hollies, is 81.
Now, nothing against this fine gentleman, but it looks like he's maybe had a little bit too much candy.
He's got a little bit too much candy.
Maybe took a trip down to the Wonka factory a little bit.
His teeth are not so good. He do have a bit of black in the middle. Kenny Jones, former drummer of the Small Faces, The Faces, The Who, and
The Law.
75 years old. Freeway Bill. Fee. Lead singer of The Tubes. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We had a member of The Tubes living here in
Merced. Yeah, in Merced. That's right.
It wasn't Fee, was it?
No, it was somebody else.
I think he passed already, but.
And they're based out of San Francisco.
Yeah. He's 73 years old.
All right, well, nice. That was the birthdays. Let's get to some trivia. All right, this week in Rock and Roll History Trivia. This week in 2004, this musician is formally sentenced in New York State Supreme Court on a gun possession charge stemming from his arrest in March earlier that year after a New York City hotel maid found a loaded .45 caliber handgun, two knives, and marijuana in a bag he forgot when he left for a nearby show. Who was it? Was it A, Tommy Lee, B, John Popper, C, Lemmy Kilmister, or was it D, David Switchblade Crosby? Oh.
The simplicity.
Just simple Switchblade. I think, his prison name.
You know, all I can say is elegant. Elegant.
Classy.
Classy. I think it was Tommy Lee, but I'm going to say Lemmy Kilmister.
Okay, going with Lemmy,
huh?
Because I like to
say it.
Well, believe it or not, it's old Switchblade.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. 2004, this is an old mugshot from the
1980s. I was going to say, in 2004.
This is from 1982, but he's been jail a couple times. But in 2004, David Crosby was formally sentenced in New York State Supreme Court on a gun possession charge stemming from his arrest in March after a New York City hotel maid found a loaded .45 caliber handgun, two knives, and a marijuana bag when he forgot he left for a nearby show with his other band he was performing with, CPR. So, yeah, David Crosby. One of the bad boys of rock.
Creedence Poopwater Revival.
Little David Switchblade Crosby.
Look at that.
Yep. Don't mess with him. All right, we got some new rock and metal albums out.
See how long
As
this
I
is.
Was mentioning, this is a...
Oh, my gosh.
This is
oh
a
Oh, my
little,
gosh. Tesseract.
This is a little bit of a... little bit of a long
one, right?
All right,
I'm, okay.
I'm going to give you a head start.
I'll do my verbal calisthenics.
All right, are you ready? Go!
Alkaloid, Newman, Baroness, Stone, Light Equation, Death Awaits, Bring Me the Horizon, Posthuman, Jet, Next Gen, Brujeria, Esto Es Mi Brujeria, Corey Taylor, CMF2, Damnation, Hammer, Into the Silent Nebula, Danko Jones, Electric Sounds, Deadly Carnage, Endless Blue, Electric Voice, Grand Explosive, Fabricant, Drudge to the Thicket. Great Falls, Objects Without Pain, Holy Side, Bazoo Killer, EP, Holy Side, oh no, wait, Mayhem, Demonic Rites, Mike Manns, The Branches, Memory Unfixed, Molly Baron,
10 seconds.
Something Ominous, New Model Army, Symphonia, Night Versus, Every Sound Has a Color, The Valley of Night, Hotep, The God Slayer, Hypnosis? Mercury Resolve.
Synosis.
Human, Ronnie Romero, Too Many Lies, Too Many Masters, Serrations, Simulations of Hell, Shining, Tesseract, War of Being. Didn't
Pretty
make
good.
It.
That was good, though.
You know,
sometimes some weeks are tougher than others.
Got my gut inflection.
Good stuff. All right, guys.
Tesseract.
What else we got? We got a couple more stories here. Some fun and interesting ones here as we finish it up. Star Wars movie prop for sale for $400,000. What a bargain.
Oh, wow.
A model of a starfighter used in the first Star Wars movie. It's not even the thing like that they used in the movie. It's a model. Here it is.
Dude, I have one of those.
Here it is. Is it like that?
That right there? No, yeah. I don't have that. I was just kidding. I have a busted up Millennium Falcon thing that we found at a flea
market.
That's
still cool.
Yeah.
It says the prop was used in the Death Star explosion scene and was thought to be lost for decades. The rare find was discovered in the late model maker Greg Jean's belongings. The model has motorized wings, wired lights, scorch marks, and the dome of a mini R2 unit.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Without question, this Hero X-Wing miniature represents the pinnacle of Star Wars artifacts to ever reach the market. The auction will take place mid-October.
I'm not the biggest Star Wars guy, but that is
pretty that is pretty cool,
cool
huh? Totally not cool. 180
yeah,
here. News
yeah.
from around the world as Moroccan the Morocco earthquake leaves 3,000 dead at least, damages historic landmarks and more. Check this out. It says the 6.8 magnitude quake was the biggest to hit Morocco in 120 years. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and even still, I mean, 6.8 is really not a very... I mean, it's pretty bad.
No, you look at it here, they have a
but
nice little graphic here.
The
most they had was a 7.8 in 1954.
Good gosh.
And then second place is a 6.8 that just recently happened. And then, you know, pretty crazy, though.
Yeah,
right?
It really is unfortunate. I mean, like, you get these earthquakes that strike in areas that, you know... Infrastructure is built out of materials that, you know, what they can get, and it really does damage.
Yeah, it's really devastating. So, man, just brutal.
All that busted cement.
Okay, so check this out. More news from around the world. The rare green comet Nishimura, unseen for 400 years, is going to be passing by Earth. And those in the Northern Hemisphere will soon get a chance to see that. It's a rare green comet named after amateur
Dude.
Japanese astronomer who discovered it. It will pass within 78 million miles of Earth on September 12th, according to the Associated Press. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere and want a chance to see it, you'll have to wake up around 90 minutes before dawn. By the time you guys are hearing this, obviously, it's already out there, the footage. So make sure you guys check it out. It's pretty neat. But
now, this is not a photograph, is it?
I think this is artist rendering.
Okay.
I think it's like a I just Google imaged. Searched
That's
and
lovely.
This came up. It could be.
I mean, I remember when Halley's Comet passed and we'd look at that.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
And this hasn't, you know,
really
for 400
pretty.
Years, that's pretty
or
awesome.
Or Hale-Bopp, I guess.
Hale-Bopp, that's
yeah.
right. All right, so did you see this? The Portugal town flooded by red wine?
Oh, my goodness.
You got to watch the video. It's crazy.
Some vino?
Yeah, some vino rolling, flowing through the streets. Probably thought it was like an apocalypse or something.
Portuguese jazz music.
All right, check this out, guys. We're going to play this for you. You can check it out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RockNewsWeekly, if you guys want to see some of the footage. And watch us when we do it live, of course, twitch.tv/RockNewsWeekly. Here it is. Here's the wine running through the streets here in Portugal.
My
Check
goodness.
This out. All right, let's play it here. So I guess some like 3 million, I think, gallons of this. 2.2 million liter tank burst.
The local distillery tank burst. My gosh.
Look at that.
How big of a... Holy moly.
Isn't that crazy?
How big is the distillery?
Huge, obviously,
Good
right?
Gosh, that's so much.
I know, and it just keeps
it
going.
It just keeps going. And it's just hit the road just the right way. It flows right down.
Isn't that crazy?
Because, I mean, you think you got to know, like, when it
down
rains.
There and take a drink.
When it rains, I mean, it's a lot. And imagine how much that must be.
Right? That would be crazy.
Holy crap. Man, that's a... Somebody's in big trouble right now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, so let's get back to the story there. Well, let me switch the screen here. So this happened. Let me see when this happened. This was reported on the 12th. It says it flooded 2.2 million liters or 600,000 gallons, enough wine to fill almost 3 million wine bottles. Isn't that crazy?
How many swimming pools?
The winemaker said that no one had been injured and the authorities were still investigating the cause of the incident. So they don't even know how it happened.
I don't want anyone to die from this, but if someone had died from it.
And what a way to go.
What a way to go, right? Right? Exactly.
Yeah, our 92-year-old grandpa got swept up in the wine
right.
flood of
and
2023.
Didn't die
with a smile on his face.
Yeah, I was going to say his blood alcohol level was I don't know.
Okay, how about this one, huh?
Oh, wow.
Wife says breastfeeding husband makes marriage stronger. Mom of three, Rachel Bailey, began to breastfeed her husband because she was over-lactating. I was in so much pain, and I was scared about getting infections, so we decided
Jerry,
my
Jerry,
husband was
Jerry.
Going to try and drink the milk to relieve me. Her husband began to prefer his wife's milk, and Bailey insists that he feels more energized than when he drinks cow's milk. She says she makes...
energized in some kind of way. Well, my gosh.
It says she makes sure her children are fed before letting her husband breastfeed and that the practice helps them bond. She went on to say, I love breastfeeding him as it allows us to spend quality time together. It's not anything kinky, she says. What do you think? What do you think, David?
I think there's a little bit of self-deception going on here, maybe. But I mean, I'll tell you, my experience with, you know, I mean, not talking about my like direct experience with breastfeeding, but my wife nursing after she had kids, it was a really good way to lose weight.
Yeah.
So I wonder if this is helping in that. But the problem is though, you know, the sympathy weight issue.
Uh huh.
Dude. He's taking all the sympathy weight,
yeah,
right?
He's transferring it into him. He's bulking up with that milk.
That protein.
Protein-based milk.
The colostrum. Oh, man. That's just too much.
Well, you know what? Speaking of protein-based milk, why don't we do a little ad here? This is actually a perfect time for Crow's Milk Chuggers. I think this is a good one as we talk about this breast milk story. So here you go, guys. Enjoy the Crow's Milk Chuggers ad.
And now a message from one of our sponsors.
Hey, Dad, you got anything better than water or Gatorade for my workout?
You bet, son. I have the latest protein power drink courtesy of Crow's Milk.
No thanks. I've had that protein-based dairy product that gives you the power of a crow before, but it's too smooth for my liking.
I have just the thing for you, slugger. It's the new Crow's Milk Chuggers.
Chuggers, huh? What's that all about?
Chuggers is still the protein-based dairy product that gives you the power of a crow. But now in a more unrefined, natural, raw curd sort of way.
You mean like the consistency of chugging down a warm bottle of cottage cheese?
That's right, Lalo. It's best served at room temperature, on the brink of spoiling. That way you activate the crow-powered enzymes and sugars to release your full potential. Here, try some.
That's the worst thing I've ever tasted, and the consistency was like oatmeal. But somehow I feel the power of a crow activating inside me.
Whoa! Who's that cool middle-aged man that's dressed like a crow over there?
Hey, bros! I'm Crow McChuggins! Here to chug down some chuggers with you to get you chugging pumped!
Yeah!
And don't forget, chuggers is best served warm when you leave it out in the hot sun for at least 2 hours to reach its full potential to release all the enzymes of those crow eggs and fortify those nutrients.
Ooh, I think I'm starting to feel nauseous.
It feels like 1,000 knives are piercing my intestines right now.
Oh, don't worry. That means the special crow powers are activating right now, fortifying your insides with true chuggers power.
Dad, call an ambulance.
As we say, if it doesn't tear up your insides and send you to the ER, it ain't chuggers.
Protein beast.
Trademark.
What a goofy commercial, man. But it's a really great drink. It is, I gotta say.
It's inspirational.
It is. It's inspiring. It, you know, makes you want to lift weights and, you know, just appreciate the power of a crow.
Get yoked.
Okay. This was an interesting one. Okay, do you see the photograph here, David, of this biker guy with his leg?
Yeah, his knee is like out.
It is, and
it looks like he wants to hit the little kid.
Right. Well, that's what the court found him guilty of that, right?
Okay.
So a cyclist in Belgium who knocked over a little girl, originally found guilty of involuntary assault, has successfully sued the child's father for sharing footage of the incident online. According to the Telegraph, the cyclist argued that the video's posting invaded his privacy and harmed his reputation. The incident occurred on Christmas Day 2020 when the cyclist, dressed in black lycra, appeared to intentionally knock over the child while passing her on a snowy track. Patrick Mapasa, the father, recorded it, posted on social media. It went viral. Get this weird ruling here. Initially, the cyclist received a suspended sentence and a token of compensation of €1 for involuntary assault. I have no idea what that's for. And then it says, however, a year later, he sued the father for defamation, claiming damage to his reputation and privacy. The court has now ruled in favor of the cyclist, potentially requiring the father to pay compensation, which will be determined in an upcoming hearing. He's asking for 4,500 euros as a symbolic compensation roughly equivalent to the value of his bicycle.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
The feeling inside of me is so angry.
Yep. Could you imagine being the parents of this kid? You want to see the video? I have the video. And the video, I feel, is like even more like incriminating than that photo. You could see.
Hey, let's destroy this guy's life. Let's play this video.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to play this video for you guys. You can check it out on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RockNewsWeekly, or watch us when we go live, twitch.tv/RockNewsWeekly. All right. Let's watch it here. Let's check it out.
I'm going to invade his privacy.
Yeah. Too bad, cyclist in Belgium, whoever you are. We're gonna put you on blast right here. All right, so check it out. Look at his knee.
He really looks like he did that.
He did that. Look at the knee. That's not a natural shape for the knee to be in.
And the toe is up like it's pointed to the... Wow. Yeah.
He hit the kid on purpose. And then he ended up suing them for putting him on blast on social media. Isn't that crazy? I just thought that was wild, man. I just couldn't, you know...
They doctored the footage. It's not fair.
Not fair. Yeah, so crazy, huh?
That, gosh, man. That's a feeling, you know. It just feels like 2020.
Yep,
all over again. Did that? What year did that happen?
2020.
My gosh, gosh, that was just what a year, man.
I know
these kinds of things happening too.
All right, well, that's it for us this week, guys. RockNewsWeekly.com, of course. Make sure you guys check us out. All socials at RockNewsWeekly. Watch us live on Twitch, twitch.tv/RockNewsWeekly, and of course our YouTube channel on demand. Have a great week, guys. We'll see you next time. Peace.
See you later.
Bye-bye.